B-R-A-N-D. Brand. Branding. Brand. And I'll take a Bible reading from Judges chapter 11, 1 to 10. Quickly. Judges 11, 1 to 10. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his sons and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And so it was that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come, and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me, and expel me out of my father's house? Why are ye come unto me now, when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord be witness between us, if you do not so according to the words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah utter all these words before the Lord in Mizpah. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Of course, it's a story you know before. A story of Jephthah, born into the house of Gilead by a harlot. While the father was alive, everything was okay. But immediately the father died, competition started. And that is part of life. A life without competition is going nowhere. So don't hate those that are competing with you. What is important is your response to competition. Because competition is part of life. Competition in the home, competition even between twins. We saw the story of Jacob and Esau. Even before they were born, they had been competing. Competition in the place of work. Competition in the marketplace. Especially those of you that are traders. You set up your shop now, selling this particular thing. 3 months after, another person, next shop to you, has opened shop, selling the same thing. What do you do? Competition is part of life. The important thing is, what is your response to competition? Now, Jephthah had a choice. And that is the choice most of us take. We scatter things. Oh, am I the problem? Am I the one that told our father, to go after my mother? And why is it that when he was alive, he didn't do all this? And then they begin to struggle. Court case. Diabolical means. And all what not. That's the normal response of anybody to competition. In the world of strategy, we call that one a red ocean environment. Red ocean environment. When the only thing, maybe you have a shop and this is the price of things you are selling, and somebody else comes next to you, what is your first response? What's your response? Can somebody tell me? What do you do? come on, somebody, you have a store somewhere. What do you do? This is your shop. This is how much you sell. Somebody came. What do you do? I can't hear you. I can't hear you, please. Please give that a mic. Give them a mic. I want to hear your response. What do you do?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. What do you do? Yes, go ahead. No, is the person has come next to your shop. He's selling what you are selling. What do you do?
You change the pattern of your business and position your business for better competition.
You do what? You do what? You reduce the price of your commodity. Okay? Yes, Oga. You do what? Okay, you improve on what the person is not doing well. You reduce the price or you improve. What do? When you reduce the price, the profit margin will drop. So what do? You rejig your strategy. The first response is price. The first response that any normal human being will respond. You will send somebody to that shop. Yes, mommy. You do what? You'll be upset, okay?
Then I will now try to look at the area the partner is lacking. Maybe it doesn't come early, I'll be coming early.
Okay.
Maybe it close early, I will not close early.
Praise God.
Then I will make friends with my customers.
All right, mommy. Thank you very much. She said that she will look at, she will first of all be upset. Then secondly, she will look at what the person is not doing well. Maybe the person is closing early. She will stay longer. Maybe the person is not coming early. She'll come early. The first response is price. Normal response, how much you send somebody there, ilolonta, ikini, ilolonta. How much is selling? And then you also say, okay, let me reduce price. That brings a price war. And nobody can survive it. Not you, not him. Because, like you said, your profit margin begins to reduce onto a stage whereby that business becomes unprofitable. But that is the first reaction. The second reaction is to step back, like mommy said, and look at what can I do to better. Nobody survives a price war. Not even you or the person. And that's what Jephthah did. Jephthah had the option of turning things into chaos. And that's what we call the red ocean environment. Everything becomes bloody. But he stepped back. He went far away from them. But they came back for him. What was he doing? Went away from them. Tell me, Jephthah went, he left. But what was he doing? What was he doing? We don't have much time, but I need to make it interactive. What was Jephthah doing? It was what? It was what? He was developing himself. He stepped back to take a look at the situation. Because when you are in the situation, you will not see clearly. Back, what is this situation? This is not what I bargained. And then he kept developing himself, rebranding himself, adding value to his life. Now listen to this. The response to competition is innovation. Innovation is the response to competition. The easiest thing to do is to turn it into wahala. Some of you even go and meet the woman, Papa. You know, see shop somewhere else. But Jephthah stood back, looked at the whole thing, and began to develop himself, rebrand himself. You see, the issue of Jephthah is not Jephthah's problem. He's not the one that told the Baba to go and meet Alot. He came out of that Alot tree, but it was his fault. A lot of things that you think is your fault is not your fault. You didn't choose your father, you didn't choose your mother, you didn't choose Aguata, where you were born. It's not your fault, but look at it from a distance. The response is not in fighting with your brethren. Response is developing yourself to be above them. Now listen to this very, very well. Everyone has a resource that God has given. What was the resource that God gave to Jephthah? Tell me, please. What was his resources? What was it? What was his core resource? He was a man of valor. And Jephthah was a man of valor. That was all his qualification. And it was that qualification that he continued to develop. My question to you this morning, what is your qualification? What is that resource that you have that you can develop? Tell me I have BSc in English language, I will tell you you have nothing. Tell me you have MSc in economics, I will tell you you have nothing. And I will tell you the reason why you have nothing. Because that resource must be something that somebody else does not have before it can become a resource. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because as you get out of the university in 1 year, hundreds of people have that your degree. Is somebody following me this morning? So if they want somebody BSc, in fact MSc, chemistry or something, and they put out an advertisement, hundreds of people are available. It is not a resource. It's not a resource. Don't count it as a resource. It's not. Because a resource must give you advantage over the next person. What advantage does your BSc give you? What advantage? In my house alone, my own house alone, 4 people have BSc. All my children. Some is already doing his master's. And then look at other houses. Tell them you want 10,000 people computer science BSc. So what makes me to choose you into my organization? That means that if I don't like you any longer, I've employed you, I will not think twice to sack you because somebody with that qualification is waiting in the wings. Is somebody following me this morning? What's your resource? What you call a resource is not a resource. What you call a talent is not a talent. What you call a gift is not a gift until it satisfies 4 conditions. That resource must be rare. Write it down. It must be what? Talk to me. It must be what? It must be what you alone have. Age is not a resource. You are looking for somebody between 40 and 50 to clinic of 40 and 50. Eri efe ripa. What is poju?
Sex is not a resource. Male, female, gender is not a resource.
Unless you want to be going to carry kaya in Oyinbo. That's when only man becomes a resource. Are you following what I'm saying? Over the mala.
Resource. Tell me, it must be real. Real. Say real. It must be something that only you have. So that when I want to sack you, I will think twice. Where will I get this replacement? That is what Jephthah had. He had a real resource. He was a man of valor.
Every one of them, they were afraid of fighting. They were called the Mashaju. But Gilead, what's the name? Jephthah will come first. So yeah, let's go. The second thing the resource must have, it must be valuable. Write it down, valuable. Yes, education is valuable. BSc is valuable. MSc is valuable. But they are not rare. Are they rare? Even this convocation of UNILAG, UNILAG graduated over 10,000 or 7,000 students. And that's one university. Look at all the federal universities, state university, private university. All of them, they just flood the market with people like you and I.
But that resource must be valuable. It is valuable. Is it not valuable? But is it rare?
It's not rare. I'm saying this so that you begin to look at yourself and your life. What result will give me comparative advantage over my competition? So as you open your shop, what will give me comparative advantage?
Do I have a core competence that nobody, that other woman near me does not have? Do I have it?
So that you can come next week. I'll rest the case here. Two more to go. I won't tell you everything one day so that you come to church. You want to hear? Close the book for now. Rise up on your face. Lift your hands today, Almighty. That's it now. I won't tell you everything one day. I did not learn everything one day. So tell your neighbor something great is happening here. I'm going to go into the two other resources. I'm going to go into core competence. I'm going to go into several other things. Then I will go into strategy based on the word of God. Lift your voice and give praise. Return all the glory. That's why I said you should talk to God. Open my eyes, O Lord. Let me behold wondrous things out of the Lord. Locate, let me locate my core resource. Talk to the Almighty. That is the end of competition. Help me to locate my core resource. That thing that is rare in me, that thing that is valuable in me, help me, my Father and my God, to locate that particular thing. And as I locate them, Lord, let me put them to good use. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Brand. B-R-A-N-D. Brand. Branding. Brand. And I'll take a Bible reading from Judges chapter 11, 1 to 10. Quickly. Judges 11, 1 to 10. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his sons and his wife's sons grew up, and he thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And so it was that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? Why are ye come unto me now when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if you do not so according to the words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah utter all these words before the Lord in Mizpah. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Of course, it's a story you know before. A story of Jephthah, born into the house of Gilead by a harlot. While the father was alive, everything was okay. But immediately the father died, competition started. And that is part of life. A life without competition is going nowhere. So don't hate those that are competing with you. What is important is your response to competition. Because competition is part of life. Competition in the home, competition even between twins. We saw the story of Jacob and Esau. Even before they were born, they had been competing. Competition in the place of work. Competition in the marketplace. Especially those of you that are traders. You set up your shop now, selling this particular thing. 3 months after, another person, next shop to you, has open shop, selling the same thing. What do you do? Competition is part of life. The important thing is, what is your response to competition? Now, Jephthah had a choice. And that is the choice most of us take. We scatter things. Oh, am I the problem? Am I the one that told our father, to go after my mother? And why is it that when he was alive, he didn't do all this? And then they begin to struggle. Court case. Diabolical means and all what not. That's the normal response of anybody to competition. In the world of strategy, we call that one a red ocean environment. Red ocean environment. When the only thing, maybe you have a shop and this is the price of things you are selling, and somebody else comes next to you, what is your first response? What's your response? Can somebody tell me, what do you do? Come on, somebody, you have a store somewhere. What do you do? This is your shop. This is how much you sell. Somebody came. What do you do? I can't hear you, please. Please give that a mic. Give them a mic. I want to hear your response. What do you do?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. What do you do? Yes, go ahead. No, is the person has come next to your shop. He's selling what you are selling. What do you do?
change the pattern of their business and position your business for better competition.
You do what? You do what? You reduce the price of your commodity. Okay? Yes, Oga. You do what? Okay, you improve on what the person is not doing well. You reduce the price or you improve. What do? When you reduce the price, the profit margin will drop. So what do? You rejig your strategy. The first response is price. The first response that any normal human being will respond. You will send somebody to that shop. Yes, mommy. You do what?
I'll be upset.
You'll be upset, okay?
Then I will now try to look at the area the partner is lacking. Maybe he doesn't come early, I'll be coming early.
Okay.
Maybe he close early, I will not close early.
Praise God.
Then I will make friends with my customers.
All right, mommy. Thank you very much. She said that she will first of all be upset. Then secondly, she will look at what the person is not doing well. Maybe the person is closing early. She will stay longer. Maybe the person is not coming early. She will come early. The first response is price. Normal response, how much you send somebody there, ilolonta, ikini, ilolonta. How much is selling? And then you also say, okay, let me reduce price. That brings a price war, and nobody can survive it. Not you, not him. Because, like you said, your profit margin begins to reduce onto a stage whereby that business becomes unprofitable. But that is the first reaction. The second reaction is to step back, like mommy said, and look at what can I do to better. Nobody survives a price war. Not even you or the person. And that's what Jephthah did. Jephthah had the option of turning things into chaos. And that's what we call the red ocean environment. Everything becomes bloody. But he stepped back. He went far away from them. But they came back for him. What was he doing? Went away from them. Tell me. Jephthah went, he left. But what was he doing? What was he doing? We don't have much time, but I need to make it interactive. What was Jephthah doing? It was what? It was what? He was developing himself. He stepped back to take a look at the situation. Because when you are in the situation, you will not see clearly. He said back, what is this situation? This is not what I bargained. And then he kept developing himself, rebranding himself, adding value to his life. Now listen to this. The response to competition is innovation. Innovation is the response to competition. The easiest thing to do is to turn it into wahala. Some of you go and meet the woman, Papa. You know, see shop somewhere else. But Jephthah stood back, looked at the whole thing, and began to develop himself, rebrand himself. You see, the issue of Jephthah is not Jephthah's problem. It's not the one that told the Baba to go and meet Alot. He came out of that Alot tree, but it was his fault A lot of things that you think is your fault is not your fault. You didn't choose your father, you didn't choose your mother, you didn't choose Aguata, where you were born. It's not your fault. But look at it from a distance. The response is not in fighting with your brethren. Response is developing yourself to be above them. Now listen to this very, very well. Everyone has a resource that God has given. What was the resource that God gave to Jephthah? Tell me, please. What was his resources? What was it? What was his core resource? He was a man of valor. And Jephthah was a man of valor. That was all his qualification. And it was that qualification that he continued to develop. My question to you this morning, what is your qualification? What is that resource that you have that you can develop? Tell me I have BSc in English language, I will tell you you have nothing. Tell me you have MSc in economics, I will tell you you have nothing. And I will tell you the reason why you have nothing. Because that resource must be something that somebody else does not have before it can become a resource. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because as you get out of the university in 1 year, hundreds of people have that your degree. Is somebody following me this morning? So if they want somebody BSc, in fact MSc, chemistry or something, and they put out an advertisement, hundreds of people are available. It is not a resource. It's not a resource. Don't count it as a resource. It's not. Because a resource must give you advantage over the next person. What advantage does your BSc give you? What advantage? In my house alone, my own house alone, 4 people have BSc. All my children. Some is already doing his master's. And then look at other houses. Other houses. Other houses. Tell them you want 10,000 people computer science BSc. You will get it. So what makes me to choose you into my organization? That means that if I don't like you any longer, I've employed you, I will not think twice to sack you because somebody with that qualification is waiting in the wings. Is somebody following me this morning? What's your resource? What you call a resource is not a resource. What you call a talent is not a talent. What you call a gift is not a gift. Until it satisfies 4 conditions. That resource must be rare. Write it down. It must be what? Talk to me. It must be what? It must be what you alone have. It's not a resource. You are looking for somebody between 40 and 50 to clinic of 40 and 50. Every effort, ripa. What's it called you? Sex is not a report, it's not a resource. Male, female, gender is not a resource. Unless you want to be going to carry kaya in Oyinbo. That's when only man becomes a resource. Are you following what I'm saying? Over the mala. Resource. Tell me, it must be rare. Rare. Say rare. Yeah. It must be something that only you have. So that when I want to sack you, I will think twice. Where will I get this replacement? That is what Jephthah had. He had a rare resource. He was a man of valor.
Every one of them, they were afraid of fighting. Eja loja, they were ma emi ko ni ma saju. But Gilead, what's the name? Jephthah will come first. So yeah, let's go. The second thing the resource must have, it must be valuable. Write it down, valuable. Yes, education is valuable. BSc is valuable. MSc is valuable. But they are not rare. Are they rare? Even this convocation of UNILAG, UNILAG graduated over 10,000 or 7,000 students. And that's one university. Look at all the federal universities, state university, private university. All of them, they will just flood the market with people like you and I. But that resource must be valuable. It is valuable. Is it not valuable? But is it rare? It's not rare. I'm saying this so that you begin to look at yourself and your life. What result will give me comparative advantage over my competition? So as you open your shop, what will give me comparative advantage? Do I have a core competence that nobody, that other woman near me does not have? Do I have it? So that you can come next week. I'll rest the case here. Two more to go. I won't tell you everything one day so that you come to church. You want to hear? Close the book for now. Rise up on your face, lift your hands to the Almighty. That's it now. I won't tell you everything one day. I did not learn everything one day. So tell your neighbor something great is happening here. I'm going to go into the two other resources. I'm going to go into core competence. I'm going to go into several other things. Then I will go into strategy based on the word of God. Lift your voice and give praise. Return all the glory. That's why I said you should talk to God. Open my eyes, O Lord. Let me behold wondrous things out of the Lord. Locate, let me locate my core resource. Talk to the Almighty. That is the end of competition. Help me to locate my core resource. That thing that is rare in me, that thing that is valuable in me, help me, my Father and my God, to locate that particular thing. And as I locate them, Lord, let me put them to good use. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Brand. B-R-A-N-D. Brand. Branding. Brand. And I'll take a Bible reading from Judges chapter 11, 1 to 10. Quickly. Judges 11, 1 to 10. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his sons and his wife's sons grew up, and he thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And so it was that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come, and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me, and expel me out of my father's house? Why are ye come unto me now, when you are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The The Lord be witness between us. If you do not sow according to the words, then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah utter all these words before the Lord in Mizpah. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Of course, it's a story you know before. A story of Jephthah, born into the house of Gilead by a harlot. While the father was alive, everything was okay. But immediately the father died, competition started. And that is part of life. A life without competition is going nowhere. So don't hate those that are competing with you. What is important is your response to competition. Because competition is part of life. Competition in the home, competition even between twins. We saw the story of Jacob and Esau. Even before they were born, they had been competing. Competition in the place of work. Competition in the marketplace. Especially those of you that are traders. You set up your shop now, selling this particular thing. 3 months after, another person, next shop to you, as open shop, selling the same thing. What do you do? Competition is part of life. The important thing is, what is your response to competition? Now, Jephthah had a choice. And that is the choice most of us take. We scatter things. Oh, am I the problem? Am I the one that told our father, to go after my mother? And why is it that when he was alive, he didn't do all this? And then they begin to struggle. Court case. Diabolical means and all what not. That's the normal response of anybody to competition. In the world of strategy, we call that one a red ocean environment. Red ocean environment. When the only thing, maybe you have a shop and this is the price of things you are selling, and somebody else comes next to you, what is your first response? What's your response? Can somebody tell me, what do you do? Come on, somebody, you have a store somewhere. What do you do? This is your shop. This is how much you sell. Somebody came. What do you do? I can't hear you, please. Please give that a mic. Give them a mic. I want to hear your response. What do you do?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. What do you do? Yes, go ahead. No, is the person has come next to your shop. He's selling what you are selling. What do you do?
You change the pattern of your business and position your business for better competition.
You do what? You do what? You reduce the price of your commodity. Okay? Yes, Oga. You do what? Okay, you improve on what the person is not doing well. You reduce the price or you improve. What do you do? When you reduce the price, the profit margin will drop. So what do? You rejig your strategy. The first response is price. The
first response that any normal human being will respond. You will send somebody to that shop. Yes, mommy. You do what? You'll be upset, okay?
Then I will now try to look at the area the partner is lacking. Maybe he doesn't come early, I'll be coming early.
Okay.
Maybe he close early, I will not close early.
Praise God.
Then I will make friends with my customers.
All right, mommy. Thank you very much. She said that she will look at, she will first of all be upset. Then secondly, she will look at what the person is not doing well. Maybe the person is closing early. She will stay longer. Maybe the person is not coming early. She will come early. The first response is price. Normal response, how much you send somebody there, ilolonta, ikini, ilolonta. How much is selling? And then you also say, okay, let me reduce price. That brings a price war. And nobody can survive it. Not you, not him. Because, like you said, your profit margin begins to reduce onto a stage whereby that business becomes unprofitable. But that is the first reaction. The second reaction is to step back, like mommy said, and look at what can I do to better. Nobody survives a price war. Not even you or the person. And that's what Jephthah did. Jephthah had the option of turning things into chaos. And that's what we call the red ocean environment. Everything becomes bloody. But he stepped back. He went far away from them. But they came back for him. What was he doing? Went away from them. Tell me, Jephthah went, he left. But what was he doing? What was he doing? We don't have much time, but I need to make it interactive. What was Jephthah doing? It was what? It was what? He was developing himself. He stepped back to take a look at the situation. Because when you are in the situation, you will not see clearly. Back, what is this situation? This is not what I bargained. And then he kept developing himself, rebranding himself, adding value to his life. Now listen to this. The response to competition is innovation. Innovation is the response to competition. The easiest thing to do is to turn it into wahala. Some of you go and meet the woman, Papa. You know, see shop somewhere else. But Jephthah stood back, look at the whole thing, and began to develop himself, rebrand himself. You see, the issue of Jephthah is not Jephthah's problem. He's not the one that told the Baba to go and meet Alot. He came out of that Alot tree, but it was his fault. A lot of things that you think is your fault is not your fault. You didn't choose your father, you didn't choose your mother, you didn't choose Aguata, where you were born. It's not your fault, but look at it from a distance. The response is not in fighting with your brethren. Response is developing yourself to be above them. Now listen to this very, very well. Everyone has a resource that God has given. What was the resource that God gave to Jephthah? Tell me, please. What was his resources? What was it? What was his core resource? He was a man of valor. And Jephthah was a man of valor. That was all his qualification. And it was that qualification that he continued to develop. My question to you this morning, what is your qualification? What is that resource that you have that you can develop? Tell me I have BSc in English language, I will tell you you have nothing. Tell me you have MSc in economics, I will tell you you have nothing. And I'll tell you the reason why you have nothing. Because that resource must be something that somebody else does not have before it can become a resource. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because as you get out of the university in 1 year, hundreds of people have that your degree. Is somebody following me this morning? So if they want somebody BSc, in fact MSc, chemistry or something, and they put out an advertisement, hundreds of people are available. It is not a resource. It's not a resource. Don't count it as a resource. It's not. Because a resource must give you advantage over the next person. What advantage does your BSc give you? What advantage? In my house alone, my own house alone, 4 people have BSc. All my children. Some is already doing his master's. And then look at other houses. Tell them you want 10,000 people computer science BSc. You will get it. So what makes me to choose you into my organization? That means that if I don't like you any longer, I've employed you, I will not think twice to sack you because somebody with that qualification is waiting in the wings. Is somebody following me this morning? What's your resource? What you call a resource is not a resource. What you call a talent is not a talent. What you call a gift is not a gift until it satisfies 4 conditions. That resource must be rare. Write it down. It must be what? Talk to me. It must be what? It must be what you alone have. Age is not a resource. You are looking for somebody between 40 and 50 to clinic of 40 and 50. Every year, what's it called you? Sex is not a resource. Male, female, gender is not a resource. Unless you want to be going to carry kaya in Oyinbo. That's when only man becomes a resource. Are you following what I'm saying? Over the mala. Resource. Tell me, it must be rare. Rare. Say rare. It must be something that only you have. So that when I want to sack you, I will think twice. Where will I get this replacement? That is what Jephthah had. He had a rare resource. He was a man of valor. Every one of them, they were afraid of fighting. They were called Mashaju. But Gilead, what's the name? Jephthah will come first. So yeah, let's go. The second thing the resource must have, it must be valuable. Write it down, valuable. Yes, education is valuable. BSc is valuable. MSc is valuable. But they are not rare. Are they rare? Even this convocation of UNILAG. UNILAG graduated over 10,000 or 7,000 students. And that's one university. Look at all the federal universities, state university, private university. All of them, they will just flood the market with people like you and I. But that resource must be valuable. It is valuable. Is it not valuable? But is it rare?
It's not rare. I'm saying this so that you begin to look at yourself and your life. What result will give me comparative advantage over my competition? So as you open your shop, what will give me comparative advantage? Do I have a core competence that nobody, that other woman near me does not have? Do I have it? So that you can come next week. I'll rest the case here. Two more to go. I won't tell you everything one day so that you come to church. You want to hear? Close the book for now. Rise up on your face, lift your hands today, Almighty. That's it now. I won't tell you everything one day. I did not learn everything one day. So tell your neighbor something great is happening here. I'm going to go into the two other resources. I'm going to go into core competence. I'm going to go into several other things. Then I will go into strategy based on the word of God. Lift your voice and give praise. Return all the glory. That's why I said you should talk to God. Open my eyes, O Lord. Let me behold wondrous things out of the Lord. Locate, let me locate my core resource. Talk to the Almighty. That is the end of competition. Help me to locate my core resource. That thing that is rare in me, that thing that is valuable in me, help me, my Father and my God, to locate that particular thing. And as I locate them, Lord, let me put them to good use. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus.